Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Quiet Reflections, a space where we discuss self-growth, acceptance, and finding peace in our everyday lives. I'm your host, Vanessa, and today I will be exploring something so interesting with you that has not just influenced my life, but also has shaped so many influential people that in the current times we desperately follow, look up to. We have seen these people in business succeed, making billions of dollars. And we have seen these people become the best in so many parts and areas of their lives, either coach, speakers, or anyone that might be. In a world where we see a lot of chaos, where there is a lot pulling us in different directions, keeping our focus and staying together is really tough. We easily get lost in the noise, we get distracted. And to bring back all of that, I think, is the hardest part because we're constantly, our mind is rushing, we're thinking, what's next? What's the next event? What's the next task? What I need to do next? It's always a rush that we are thinking of what the next day, hour, minute, or second would bring for us. Yes, you got it right. We will be discussing and exploring a bit more about mindfulness. The beauty of mindfulness, the power of mindfulness, and the magical vibes of mindfulness that I just cannot explain you. Imagine you are in complete control of yourself. You are in the present where life is actually happening for you. You are playing the lead role of your life while you don't allow other people to play it for you. In the current time when we are constantly thinking, and we're stuck into traumas of our past and we're thinking of what the future is coming, and in between all of this, when life is happening and we are away, our mind is not with the life, it definitely pulls us in all the wrong directions where we just cannot take decisions, the right decisions. We don't know when the right decision will come in and what will be the right decision because we cannot process our emotions. We cannot process what we want from life. But imagine, what if we took a step back? We free ourselves. We have complete freedom of emotion. And we are just present. We're just present. With all our mind and all our heart, body, spirit, mind, everything is together and we are just present. Imagine the power of that liberation where you are just present. Today's episode is all about mindful living. I will be sharing with you quick two very powerful tips on how you can practice mindfulness and obviously, how do you find balance in your life? But if you have been really overwhelmed lately, and if you're really struggling to find your balance, stay with me and learn about how you can find the best in your life. What is mindfulness? So many times we question ourselves, what is mindfulness? Watch those podcasts for 3 hours and in between our brain starts to play us and we get lost. The 3-hour episode stays wherever it was. All that we learn from it goes down the drain because our mind just keeps rushing and running right, left, center. We don't know what to do. So mindfulness is the practice of being fully present in the moment without judgments, without problems. It's not about, you know, having clear thoughts, the right directions, knowing what we want from life. It's definitely not that, but it's having a mind that is fully in control. Imagine just you can fully control your emotions. That is insanely powerful. You notice the thoughts, you know, they come and go. And obviously we have no control on those thoughts. We just notice them come and go eventually. But you then have the power of not attached to them. You don't react impulsively, but you step back, you process, you think, and you prioritize your emotions of how you are feeling about that situation and what should be your next step here, and identifying, is this really my battlefield? Do I really even want to do this? I think that obviously is not an easy task to do, because humans are somehow functioned in a way that they do react to situations where most likely the situation is not aligned to how they want it to be. If it's about family, love, relationships, work, whatever that may be, we tend to respond very impulsively. And that's where mindfulness starts to play. Take a step back, process, think, analyze, and then respond. This definitely sets the right direction. For me, mindfulness became a lifeline when I realized I was constantly living in my past with the worry of future. And in between, my life is taking its real role, the real opportunities, the real situation of how my future will be defined was happening in my current. And when I realized that, I think that was the moment when I realized that this is what I need to do. I need to be present. I need to take full control of where I am, how I'm seeing this, and what I want from this situation in order to shape my future. And I think many of the business models that we see, many of the successful people that we see right now, often we do question, why are they not talking about certain topics? Why are they not making a comment on so and so? And then they have a lot of negativity when they post something online and offline. We hear a lot of people talk about them in a positive manner and a negative manner. But we sometimes process, being so powerful, you decide not to respond. It's because they're very mindful of their situations. They're living in the present and they're achieving constantly what they must achieve, rather than being in a battlefield that's not for them. And I think that that really liberates you where you are now and what is next for you. So I think that rehashing old events and worrying about what is next is literally a waste of time. But it's human analogy, it's human mind. We process it that way. It is really hard to pull ourselves out of worrying about what the future brings for us. Although we know that we don't even know if we exist in the future. Are we even there in the future? Well, we don't know, but we constantly worry about it. We totally understand the benefits of mindfulness only when we start to practice it. It definitely reduces stress. It regulates our emotional well-being. It increases our ability to focus and also adds more life to our life. It adds more age and more grace, because the more you stress, the more your body is decaying, and the more you are able to control that, the more fresher you look, the more younger you are, and the more ambitious you are. That's where I think that a lot of mindfulness takes place. Mindfulness is definitely not having complete clarity, being the boss, knowing what is right for you, having the right direction set up. It's only the process of clearing your thought, knowing how you're feeling, knowing how you want to process this feeling, knowing where do you stand in the situation, and how do you deal with it now, and that you don't carry it as a luggage. I think a lot of us carry major luggage of trauma that's gone, that has nothing to do with us, but because we're carrying it so intensely, it affects us. Even me, when I meet somebody new, I see new things, I do get terrified so many levels that I don't want to engage at all. A lot of it adds to the past traumas and failures that have been there. But the moment I can process this, that my current is not my past, my past does not define who I am now and what I am capable of becoming, is when I gather my energy and my why back in, and then obviously shoot in the right directions. And I think that's where the greatness of mindfulness lies. It's the benefit, it's the I think that's where the major benefits of mindfulness lies. It's the ability that helps us to respond to life's bigger challenges, bigger situations, where we are able to pretty much process what we need to do now in order to have a better tomorrow. The power of mindfulness gives us the space to breathe, to be, and to be alive, and to be there, to take the lead and stand up for the role that we play in our lives. I personally experienced how mindfulness has transformed the way I deal with stress. Instead of immediately reacting to difficult situations, having anger or agony or distress, I've realized that I can take my time and I don't need to respond as and when things are happening. I can take my time, I can sit back, and I can relax. It's a practice. It's not perfection. It can never be perfect. It's not perfect for anybody. If you think that you can't do it and other people are so good at it, trust me, it is a constant practice. It's not perfection, but it helped me create a sense of inner peace that I carry with me throughout my life, every day, and as I grow in the roles that I play in the community, in my family, with my circle, in the business, or anywhere that I am. It really helps me define my goals and my path and set it straight for myself. Not just that, but it has also helped me made a lot of good friends. Because sometimes silence can build relationships, and instant reactions and impulsive reactions can literally break it down. It's like when you have a toddler, a child, or a person that is under depression, often reacts to a situation. So if you see a child that asks for a small item and you say no to it, there's a lot of crying, screaming, pushing, kicking, and whatnot. This process is not anger. This is disappointment. It's a faith of that little one that believes if they want something, you can do it for them. You will not say no to the tears that are coming and rolling down that little face. It's not disrespect, but disappointment. So when the entire situation is calm and everyone is relaxed, you do walk into the little one and tell them why you didn't do what you did not and how that benefits them. And that's when the ocean is calm and this little one can also process why you did what you did, and you also understand why they did what they did. And eventually it ends up on a beautiful note of, I love you, mommy, or I love you, baby. It just binds a community together. And I think that's only possible when we practice mindfulness with consistency. The two main powerful ways of practicing mindfulness, and I tell you, there's nothing else that can help you practice mindfulness now and right away. I think the number one is breathing. I know that in the breathing, there's quite a lot of things. Breathe from your nose, inhale and exhale, use your mouth to exhale, so on and so forth. Now, you don't need a meditation room, a dark area, just the right lighting, the right temperature, meditation cushions, 10 people around you, some kind of specific music. You don't need that. You just need a comfortable place to sit down, to clear your thoughts. If you are overwhelmed by a situation, you just need to sit down and breathe. And that does the magic. That's that. Everything gets in control. It's anger, it's sadness, it's regret, it's the urge of reacting or breaking down the whole world. It just goes away. It just magically goes away and everything falls in the right direction. All you need to do is to sit down and give yourself a chance and breathe. Now, if you are going through something right now, I want you to think about a situation that is lately bothering you and you're trying to take control of it, but you're not figuring out from which part should I take control of it? Like this part of it first or this part of it first? And it's literally overwhelming and you can't sleep and you can't process. I want you to picture the whole situation in your mind. And I want you to close your eyes, whichever position you're in, and I want you to breathe. You can't control everything. You just let it flow. You let it go. Now, in this situation, I want you to imagine yourself. What are you actually feeling about the situation? Do you feel you are disrespected? Are you angry? Are you sad? Or have you been blessed with something so beautiful that you never imagined you will achieve in your life? Whatever that is, all you need to do is to take a step back and breathe before you plan what is next for you. Be present in the moment and feel your emotions and your thoughts and what all of this is making you feel about. I think the second most easiest way to stay mindful is to go for a walk. It's as easy. You can go for a walk at home. You can go for a walk outside. But when you're walking, I want you to focus on how your feet touches the ground, the gravity of it, and how it's holding you. You are still standing on your feet. You are still standing tall. So whatever your situation is, it's not holding you back from standing up. And that is a very big blessing in its own self. But when you are walking, I want you to focus on small and minor details. The sounds around you, the people around you, the pace of your walk, the rhythm of your steps, and how the air just touches your skin and passes by. Be in that moment and let your thoughts flow and find peace between your mind and spirit. Give yourself that 2 minutes of mindfulness. And I tell you, once you realize how powerful and magical it is to control your own self, I'm telling you, that is insane. That's the most beautiful thing ever that you will feel today or tomorrow or ever in your life. Being fully in control is all you need to control your life and your future and whatever you set your heart on. So next time, I want you to remember, if you are going through a tough time, mindfulness, like I said, is not perfection. It's a practice. You need to be consistent with that. All I need from you is to just sit down and take a breath. One time, two times, three times, four times. I remember when I was recording episode number 4, and while I shared something so close to me and something that really changed how I see life and how I see the importance of building a community, I had to stop multiple times and I had to breathe in order to put myself back in together, because my mind would definitely fluctuate. Like I was in this in a panel where we were discussing a couple of high trend things, fast moving goods, and my mind starts to play me, and then I'm thinking, suddenly I just move from that place and I'm constantly thinking, oh, about the vaccination, about what's coming tomorrow, a presentation, a submission, and a deadline. Oh, the traffic, how will I get home? It's going to go crazy. It's not just, you know, it's not inhuman, or it's not something wrong. It's very natural that our minds drift and distract. There's too much noise. It's really okay. I think it just comes down to the fact that you gently hold it back and bring it back to present. That's that. That's all. That's all you need to do to be in control. And the power of control is magnificent. It's beyond beauty. It's just wild. I mean, as wild as I could tell you, it's wild if you can control yourself. Again, it just comes down to the fact that know that anything and everything that we do in order to build ourselves, grow as people, as part of community or whatever businesses or work we're doing, everything needs consistency. One important thing to remember in mindfulness is that it's not a one-time fix. You can't just sit down and breathe today and tomorrow you're fully in control. We are humans. We get triggered, distracted by so many things. I mean, remember when we were kids going to school and you have a younger sibling that would come crying and says had a fight with someone? All of the siblings would get together and go after that one guy who literally messed with the younger one. But that can't continue. You eventually realize that each one of you lives a life and you don't have to fight for others. They need to fight for themselves sometimes. And that is defined when you learn the art of staying mindful. But it's not a one-time fix. It needs consistency. When your attention has drifted, gently bring it back to present and learn what works for you. And I promise you, a quick walk and breathing really puts you back together. You know, like building blocks that just break up, and then when you just breathe, it just pulls back everything back in and you are whole again. You literally whole again. Now, before I wrap up and end this, you know, it's such a beautiful thing that I've started to practice, and it's so beautiful that I'm so much in control of who I am, and I know so well of what I want from future and where I see myself. I can picture myself where I want to be so clearly, and I know how to achieve that. And I think that would have never been possible if I wouldn't practice mindfulness. I'd probably be all over the place fighting battles that were not for me but for other people. I might be making a lot of situations ugly, because sometimes, or most of the times, we humans are really functioned to react impulsively and not process basically what just happened. But when you sit on it for some time, in a day or two, you kind of realize it wasn't that bad as it seemed in the moment. Because in the moment, things just are different unless we really allow our mind and body to process this. But before I leave, I'm going to leave you with a simple question to reflect on. What would it feel like to live each day with more presence and peace? If you were more present and if you were more peaceful, how would that define your life? Would you be where you are now, or would you be in a better place? You might know that this can change your day and your life, but a few minutes of practicing mindfulness can really shape you, your community, and leave an impression in a world for the other generations to come and live by. I encourage you to try at least one mindfulness practice at least once before you leave. And I encourage you to keep practicing it. Meanwhile, remember, inner peace isn't something we have to search for. It's right there. It lies there. It just wants you to explore it, find it, and use it. Your inner peace exists. Until next time, stay curious, but don't get lost in the noise. Stay mindful. I'll see you again in episode number 6.